praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. The passage from Holy Scripture, which I have chosen as the basis for today's sermon, is from the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, the 25th and the 32nd verses. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple. And when the parents of Jesus brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to thy people Israel. We gather here this afternoon to give thanks to God for the life of Joe Silver, the commandment into the gracious hands of our merciful Savior. We come here mourning the loss of a dear husband, a dear father, father-in-law, grandfather, member of our Savior congregation, and a dear friend. In these last days, I've said to any number of you that Joe is one of the loveliest people I've ever met in my whole life. I mean that seriously. There was a goodness in him, a generosity of spirit, kindness that is an example to us all. The text I've chosen for this sermon tells of how, when our Lord Jesus was 40 days old, parents took him to the temple at Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. In the temple was the aged Simeon. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's cross. So when the Christ child was brought in, Simeon took him up in his arms, and inspired by the Holy Spirit, he prayed those words we know so well from the service of Holy Communion. We pray them at every communion after we have in fact received our Lord and sacrament of his love. Holding the Christ child in his arms, Simeon prays, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Joe, too, could say, my eyes have seen thy salvation. For with eyes of faith, he saw that same Savior, who had loved and gave himself for him. That Savior who had made him his in holy baptism, and who sustained him in faith with the gift of his truly present love and blood in the Holy Sacrament. Go and say, my eyes have seen thy salvation. A light for revelation and judgment. Job saw in faith the light of Christ. And because he did, the light of Christ was seen. The aged sinner rejoiced at seeing his Savior. So, as you and I saw the light of Christ shining in Job, we too rejoice and we too gave thanks. Job loved his church, he was a faithful community. He read the Word of God in that lecture right over there. And for some years, he cared for this church building. When I first arrived here, he was still ruling that. Before we had that counterweight on the sanctuary lamp, we had to get up on the ladder and change that big shut. And I saw it once or twice, I was a bit worried. Yes. When I give thanks to God for the blessings of my life, one of those blessings is the privilege of having known you. I mean that sincerely. And even as his strength failed, there was still that palpable goodness and kindness, that strong faith that is an example. So today we commend him into the hands of the Savior, and next week his mortal remains will be buried. But this is not the end. As Christians, we never have to say final goodbye. It is goodbye for a time or a season. But as we say in the Creed, I hope the resurrection today is life. When the risen Lord appears again in glory and changes our weak mortal bodies into the likeness of his glory, using that power which enables him to subdue all things with himself. And then will we fulfill those marvelous words from the prophet that spoken so long before the coming of Christ. They will be one shines the brightness of the firmament. They deserve many the righteousness and sorrows of the earth. And so, my dear friends, Julia, Dennis, John, Gary, all of you here this morning, let us